The U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, is in South Africa, a three-country African visit. Starting here in South Africa, he had talks with Naledi Pandor, the Minister of International Relations and Cooperation. It's the first time that there has been this fairly high level of contact between the two countries since Maite Nkwana Mashabane visited the U.S. and met with John Kerry in 2015. And Antony Blinken said, we've had 7 years of quiet diplomacy and now what he called a strategic dialogue visit to South Africa will begin a new chapter which will see strengthened economic ties between the two countries. Sanusha Naidu is a senior research associate at the Institute for Global Dialogue. Sanusha, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Certainly any sort of notion that South Africa's stance, we are studiedly neutral stance on Russia-Ukraine, doesn't seem to be hurting South Africa.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is all part of how global diplomacy works. I mean, countries pursue a foreign policy that they interpret, and the minister said this in her speech this morning when they officially, both her and Secretary of State Blinken, had addressed their opening address to the DECO officials, to the diplomatic community, and to the general media, that it's about the way in which you position yourself in foreign policy. You want to pursue that independent foreign policy. You don't want to be pushed or goaded into a particular stance in the context of how the trajectory is. But unfortunately, we know that in the realm of foreign policy practice, in the realm of international relations and affairs, you have to actually then look at what your interests are in the context of saying, well, this is a position we take. But then, of course, the challenge is, what are some of the skirting and the peripheral issues that may hurt your position? So at the same time, I think it also tells us how the U.S., in terms of this visit that Secretary of State Blinken has made. This comes on the back of the visit he made the first trip he made to the continent last November, and that was to Nigeria, Senegal, and Kenya. And now this follows on the visit that he has made to Philippines, Cambodia, which is a five-nation tour. Then from South Africa, he goes on to the DRC and thereafter Rwanda. So obviously, it's quite an important public diplomacy trip for Blinken as well, in the context of the uncertainty and the unpredictability and the volatility of the international system.
And they seem to want to talk more about investment and trade. Pandor was the one who pointed out that South Africa's trade with the USA is significantly, by a factor of, I think, about 8 or 9, more than South Africa's trade with Russia. And she was firm. She said, you know, you want us to be the sort of investment partners that you're talking about, then you need to do things like remove tariffs on our steel and aluminium imports into your country. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it seems like a nuts and bolts meeting more than a let's look for shared commitments to world peace kind of visit.
I think it's part of that gets filtered into the discussions. But you're quite right, John, because this is really about the nuts and bolts around the U.S.-Africa strategy that has been in the making since the context on which the Biden administration came into office in Washington. Now, last year, we kind of had a very broad sense of that strategy with the Nigeria, Senegal, and Kenyan visit. I think now you're going to be seeing the bigger kind of exploring of what this nuts and bolts is. And clearly commercial diplomacy and economic diplomacy, trade, investment are key drivers in terms of how you want to position the U.S. in the continent and the kinds of issues that will then ventilate in the context of peace, stability, and then the broader political dynamics or the geostrategic political dynamics that will inform that. But in the context of what Minister Pandor said, I think there is those tensions around not just steel and aluminium. It's also around more than 230 tariff lines that have been contested. It's also about the fact that in the global economy under the WTO, there's challenges, there's disputes around market access in the context of the U.S. Economy, but also in the context of how we're going to look at the African Growth and Opportunity Act, which is going through its negotiations, and what kind of opportunities that will present for South Africa to enter the U.S. market, as well as in the context of how much South Africa wants to import or the two-way trade in terms of American investment into the South African market.
Yeah, because I mean, if Blinken had arrived here and he'd taken issue with South Africa's stance on Ukraine, Russia, he'd have come off like a bully. And I think it's diplomatically wise that he didn't, that they said, right, we disagree on this, but there's a lot that we can agree on, and let's focus on that.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the way diplomacy has evolved in terms of you can throw your toys out of the cart, you can, you know, call out countries, but of course, at the end of the day, it's how much that bilateral engagement makes strategic sense. And remember, towards the end of the year, the Biden administration is going to host their democracy conference, and, you know, they did this last year as well in terms of talking about the democratic processes and governance and global issues around democracy, and the Africa Democracy Conference fits into that. They had one earlier in the year with the Latin American countries, which again has been not necessarily viewed or received in the kind of way that I think the Biden administration wanted it to be received, a kind of encompassing or kind of getting together as democracies of the world unite. But at the same time, I think the Americans realize that it's not just only about Ukraine or Russia or the Chinese. It's also about their other competitors like the EU as well, who are in the African market, who play a critical role in Africa's economic sectors and in terms of its trade and investment. So I think this is a resetting of the relationship, both in the context of bilateral relations between Washington and Pretoria, but also in the broader context of the continent.
Sanusha, thank you very, very, very much for talking to us this afternoon. Sanusha Naidoo is the Senior Research Associate at the Institute for Global Dialogue.